She waits, completely naked. A lot of time she has spent getting ready. To shower extensively. The pussy freshly waxed and quite tender and smooth. The eyes, of course, blindfolded. They had agreed so. Today should be the first evening. The first step of a journey into new, exciting fantasies. Everything is prepared. She sits in the old, very comfortable leather chair. It stands in front of the fireplace, and the smooth leather is pleasantly warm. In addition, the surface takes more and more her body temperature. She nestles deeper and deeper into the armchair and enjoys the heat of the fire that she can feel on her skin. Heat on her knees, the overturned thighs. Heat also on her belly, which rises and falls in nervous anticipation with every breath. He loves her belly, just the way it is. He has often assured her that he loves her and her body, everything about her, that he still desires her, exactly as she is, which has changed over the years. It is a great desire that speaks from his words. They have a balanced sex life. Not always great, but they also do not just drift in the main water. Every now and then, wilder sections of the river are explored. Also rapids or cascades. Also the banks and the adjacent areas. The sweep waters and zones of calm water they both love again and again. But now, they wanted to go on a new boat trip together, in three sections. Well, she sits in the warm armchair, expectantly. Then unexpectedly, the front door opens. She hears him enter. He takes off his shoes, puts his keys on the shelf. Then there is a quiet rustle. Apparently, he is already taking off all other clothes in the hallway. Her breath becomes shorter. Bare feet on the wooden floor. Quiet, measured steps. They end at the door to the living room. He stands there waiting. Obviously, he contemplates the scene with relish. She can hardly resist the urge to present herself more, to spread her legs, to show him everything. But they had agreed, and she waits for his instructions. She trusts him. So she waits. A shiver runs down her spine. Disappears briefly between her buttocks. Reappears again, intensified in front. She can feel the slight tremor of her sex. The intensifying moisture. It is hard not to tense the crossed thighs. To increase the pressure on her moisture. That pressure she loves so much. It is agreed that she will stay relaxed. Breathing deeply, she tries to calm herself. This loosens the shudder, the trembling, and flows upward into her chest. Despite the warmth of the fire, she notices her nips rising, getting stiffer and stiffer. The atria curl. Finally, a sound releases her. His bare feet come closer, but they stop again, with a little distance in front of her. She knows that he kneels down, less because she can hear it, more because she knows it. Involuntarily, the chair is pulled around, halfway from the fire, towards him. She can feel his forearms against her calves, only fleetingly, but his deeper breathing is clearly audible. Sure, turning the chair with her in it was not easy, even on the smooth wooden floor. His hands seem to hover over the backs of her feet. She can feel the warmth. With increasing pressure, he takes one foot in each of his hands, holds them tight. He's probably admiring her, looks at every detail. She can feel him guiding her legs over her feet, lifts, spreads them slightly, sets them down again. The floor is cool at first, because the warmth of his hands is gone. But pleasant. The tingling from the upper body streams down, over the hips, into the thighs, the knees, and into the calves. The grounded feeling of the soles of her feet gives security and peace. With the backs of his hands, he strokes almost imperceptibly up the insides of her calves, reaches briefly with the hands around the back of the knees, and glides down again with the palm of the hand on the outside. This cycle repeats itself several times, with slightly increasing pressure on her skin. Her flesh reacts. Heat builds up. More waves of arousal. It is hard to breathe deeply and evenly. But she knows they had agreed on this. She relaxes, no matter what comes. But he won't talk to her. She must not ask. Say nothing. He will not use words. Only his hands, arms, legs, his body. To communicate with her, with it. At a certain point, the hands harden at the knees, grasp around it, holding the knees each from the outside. And with a powerful movement, he puts one thigh each over the armrests, the backs of the knees on the leather. She can hear his groan. At the same moment, she realizes that this movement has spread her lips, revealing her moisture. Deep breath into her pelvis, making her butt heavy, staying relaxed. Even if the excitement has reached a level that makes it hard. And it doesn't take long either. Then she can feel his hands on her ass. He grips with his strong hands and the amazingly smooth fingers around her cheeks. And with a jerk, he pulls her further forward. Her by now somewhat sweaty back slides deeper down the chair. A moan escapes her. Exactly at the same moment when he also groans. She knows exactly that he is hard now. So hard that it must be almost painful for him. But today is not his turn. That was the agreement. A loving gratitude floods her chest. He is there only for her. He adores her, will honour her and her divinity, and wants nothing for himself. He is only here for her today. That's where she loses her relaxation. The legs stiffen, the pelvis arches forward. But there are his hands, warm and gentle on the insides of her thighs, just above her knees. That gives her a chance to calm her breathing again. But the pounding of the heart remains, the tingling at the back of her neck, the tingling that conquers her scalp. And then all at once, it's there. There again. The feeling of relaxation, despite all the excitement. This inner softness that opens all the floodgates, that lets the pleasure flow through her body like a warm tide. She loves this moment when tension turns into pleasure through relaxation. It almost escaped her that his hands are moving along the inner thighs, the fine, delicate, almost invisible hairs stand up and lay back again, pleasurably, under his hands. The throbbing becomes stronger, more moist. She can feel his breath now, just before her navel. Warm and even. But she knows he's having a hard time staying still too, to resist the urge not to yank her forward, to penetrate her, to discharge himself. It excites her even more to know that, and to feel his breath as he strokes her belly. The fingertips stop just before her crotch. In small circles, he caresses this extremely delicate skin there, with gentlest pressure of the fingertips. The hands, the forearms slide under her. She feels how her knees now lie on his shoulders. The breath is now on her bliss, on her lips, the smooth skin. She can feel him on her moisture, that strange cooling effect. From the movement of his shoulders, she can tell he's getting closer. It almost tears her apart. But then his kiss redeems her. His lips on her lips, which open so greedily, and she almost came right at the first touch of her pussy. She knows she would have come if she hadn't agreed to stay relaxed. No matter what comes, no matter what happens, the lust that has not unloaded is now racing through her abdomen. She feels almost dizzy. Only the concentration on her breath keeps her on the surface. Otherwise, she would have gone under now. Everything becomes easy now, weightless. The space around her disappears. It is only the two of them, he and she. She and he. And he with his lips on her. Time disappears. Is it seconds? Minutes? Hours? It doesn't matter. She has arrived in the moment. Far in the back of her mind, she realizes this is what he meant. With the culmination of feelings through relaxation, with resting in the now. And how she rests, sunk deep into the armchair. She surrenders, gives her body, presents herself as a sacrifice to this form of worship. She feels his tongue parting her lips, the tip at her opening. It feels as if her lust wants to meet the tongue, streaming into his mouth. He massages the inside of her lips with his curved tongue, takes them between his lips, pulls on them. Sucks. She flows. Let's go of everything. Floats. His lips wrap around her pussy. His hot breath on her lips, on her clit. The tongue comes from below. Licks over her moisture, slides higher. Inside her also rises a little higher. But just before the pleasure bud, the tongue stops and begins its game again from below. The pressure of his upper lips intensifies. Presses from above on the hood of her clit. With this pressure, he moves the hood up and down in rhythm with his breathing. The clit swells even more. She feels it from the inside too, with an earth-shattering throb. Everything trembles. If only he. But the tip of his tongue refuses her. Circles now. The lips are no longer there. Only the tongue plays in spiral movements, comes closer, and moves away again. Her breath is a cacophony of moans and sighs. She can no longer feel her body. Only this one point around which it circles. The tongue lies warm and firm on her clit. She needs this pressure. Only firm, hot pressure of the tongue. Now only no movement otherwise. He does it just the way she loves it. Increasingly firmer presses and nestles his rough tongue on her. Quietly. Except for his bumpy breath. That's when she explodes. She comes. It flows out of her. It flows inside her. But it was not. With butterfly wings, the tongue twitches over the overstimulated spot. It is more a breath of air than a touch. She doesn't stop coming. And then as the pressure increases again, the second wave is higher than the first. Much higher. She is swept off her feet, whirls around several axes. It is pulled along. It is not worth it to refuse. She does not want it. She surrenders. Everything is gone. Nothing is anymore. Silence. Float. And bliss. The warmth of his breath is the first thing she notices again. His lips have closed again in a wet circle around her pussy. He inhales through his nose. She can feel the cool breath of air on her mons. And the warm, moist exhale into her pussy. She arrives again. Back. Feels legs and belly. Her breasts. Her body. Him. He is there. Only for her. Holds her. Will never let her go. She loves him.